banging. Banging the most Christian hip-hop and R&B. Holy Culture Radio. Reach the eye.
Rapping all that is right, cause it's all this hype about the thug music when it's all alike. My raps touch these kids, but don't call me Mike. Man, you're all alike. I brawl on the mic, the type to cat to spit the righteous raps. You just nag, nag, you're more on the mic. Listen, I was called to write. I put it down in the booth, I record and recite.
You're listening to the Nifty Christian Show.
Welcome to the Nifty Christian Radio Show, niftychristian.com, the place for intelligent believers believe that. I am your host, Nifty Christian.
I am your co-host, KC. Hello, people.
How you doing, KC?
I'm good.
You good?
How you doing?
I'm good. I got a flat tire on my car.
What happened to you?
I was driving to some errands yesterday, and my car started shaking while I was on the highway. And I pulled to the side, and my tire was, like, just shredded, just gone.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
And you didn't notice this? Like, how does it get shredded? Like, how does it get to that?
There was a puncture. I think I ran over something, but it had a slow leak before, but there was definitely a puncture on the highway, because, like, when I pulled over, It was almost as if someone shot a bullet right in the front part of the tire. You can see the hole.
It was that bad.
Yeah, it was that. Like, you can see the hole, right? So it was pretty crazy. But I'm here. I'm safe, and I'm driving on one of those like donut tires. It's so embarrassing, man. I'm gonna like pull up to church today and donut wheels.
Yeah.
I will.
Better hope you don't get spotted.
I know, huh? Yeah, we'll see. But anyway, man, it's Father's Day.
It is. Happy Father's Day to my daddy.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Hey, shout out to my pops in Atlanta, man. He is a faithful listener of the show. He doesn't even like hip-hop, but he listens to our conversation.
Now that's a good dad.
That's a good dad. You know what? But my pops is one of those guys where he's very controversial and very straightforward. So if he doesn't like something, he'll tell you. Like,
but we need that.
Yeah. We need that. But he's pretty straightforward. And shout out to his lovely wife, Jenny. Faithful listeners out in the ATL area. And a big happy Father's Day to my father in heaven, G-O-D, the true father of all fathers.
The ultimate father.
My son gave me a whole bunch of, like, cards and, like, pictures and clothes. It was so nice, man. Like, he drew all these pictures for me, and he's like, I love you, Daddy. I like to play with you.
That's so sweet.
And then he's got a picture of me and him, and then a DS in the middle, because we play DS a whole lot. I got the greatest son in the world, man. Real talk.
You going to put the card on your desk?
Yes, I am. Absolutely, man. Let's go. I'm going to showcase that like a trophy. But listen, man, we got a really hot show planned for everybody. We got a top five countdown. We're going to be counting down the five hottest songs over the past 2 weeks. And people have been asking me how we pick the five countdown, the five songs on the countdown. Shall I break it down?
Please do.
Here's how we do it. When you log on to niftychristian.com, there is a page called Audio Leaks. When you go to the Audio Leaks section, there are a bunch of songs from a bunch of Christian artists, hip-hop and R&B. What we do is the songs that have the most plays are submitted for the countdown. So we don't choose anything. We just tally up the numbers. Whatever the number, whatever song exists with the highest number makes it on the countdown. So please stop emailing me, asking me to be put in on the top five countdown.
There's no personal selection here, folks.
I'm not doing that. I'm not accepting any of that.
Popular demand. Yeah. The people. Chosen by the people. For the people.
Exactly. So if you want a song on there, get your song in the Audio Leaks section. Tell your friends to log on and play it. And all we do is tally up numbers, man. I don't want to be a part of, you know, you're playing favorites.
There's no politics involved.
Nope, no politics. I'm taking myself away from the situation. We also got Behind Closed Doors this week. It is back today. We got a guest panel.
Never heard.
Is in the studio. We're going to be talking to him. This week's discussion is going to be ministry and money. Should the two coexist? Mm-hmm. And this stems from a conversation we had last week with regards to the Ambassador and Cross movement. One of the posters, Holy Hot Boys, posed a question about, you know, God's word and money. And a couple artists called me and said that they had done shows and had not been paid by the churches.
Dun, 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 dun.
Gasp, clutch the pearls.
Shady business.
So we're going to talk about that with Casey, myself, and Never Heard. And we're going to try and provide a solution as per usual. We also caught up with Relic the Oddity at his studio this week. So we're going to be talking to him about his project that he's got going on.
Relic has been a favorite on our countdown, has he not?
Yeah.
I like his stuff.
His song is getting some plays, man. He was number one last time, and his song is still getting a decent amount of plays. So
I really like Out There. I do.
He might be.
I'm in agreement with them.
He might be first again this week. We don't know. We'll see.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. And, of course, we got 2 tickets to give away for the Truth concert. The Truth is going to be in Toronto next week, July 5th. You can log on to niftychristian.com for all the details on when and where and all that stuff. But you got to stay tuned to find out how to win these tickets, because we don't give them away for free. You got to do just a little bit of work. That's how we do.
But that's life.
That's life. But right now, man, the number 5 song, my man Manifest, it's called Free.
Number 5.
Seemed out of my grasp, but wouldn't last. Months passed, spent cash, all that I had. Had to borrow just to stay on my pad and no gas. When dreams turn bitter, and I know I'm not a quitter, I repaint the picture and start with something clearer. I know what it's like, yo, to work so hard, watch it fall apart after leaving your job. God's got your back, it's free and no charge. Speak, I'm free, and believe with your heart.
Free to live, free to love, free to get up, free to get out and get up and move on. Free to love, free to get up, free to get out and get up and move on. From all the pain, all the times I ever cried, for those who spoke lies, I'm gonna make it. From all the days, all the rage I felt inside, I know I'm still alive, not forsaken. Hey yo, my road was long, I choked and coughed, I froze and lost, I brushed it off, I wrote to God, hear me. I got a problem here, can't you see I'm sinking, I'm shrinking, I'm tripping, slipping, searching for some wisdom. Since I'm mistaken, I've been thinking I'm a sleeping victim. Incline my ear to listen, I was blind, I'm here to switch it. This is when I call to you, I'm calling, falling now. Falling up to walk with you, I'm here to put it down. Anything I don't know, download to my soul, let me be free. So I can free those in potholes. Let me sleep easy like the beaches in Tahoe. Help me see clearly, you perform the impossible.
Free to live, free to love, free to get up, free to get out and get up and move on. Free to live, free to love, free to get up, free to get out and get up and move on. From all the pain, all the times I ever cried, for those who spoke lies, I'm gonna make it. From all the days, all the rage I felt inside, I know I'm still alive, not forsaken.
I've been on and off, searching for a better job. Hip-hop gave me an outlet to set it off. My God says I'm free to just sing a song. I walk straight to goals as if my team won. Like the Pentagon, free to drop a bigger bomb. Figured my sisters and brothers, they need a leader, son. Teeter-totted, not wanted to bother. Children need a father, not just payment with dollars. Home of the brave, we're known to rescue and save. In a moment we change, we can't settle for slave. Hold to the dream, go big or go home. Freedom's in the heart, mind, body, and soul.
Free to live, free to love, free to get up, free to get out and get up and move on. Free to live, free to love, free to get up, free to get out and get up and move on. From all the pain, all the times I ever cried, for those who spoke lies, I'm gonna make it. From all the days, all the rage I felt inside, I know I'm still alive, not forsaken.
You're listening to the Nifty Christian Show.
We're back, Nifty Christian Radio Show, niftychristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. That was a big dog himself, man. Manifest with Free. Listen, man, if you like the beats that you're hearing in the background, they are sponsored by BrokenSilenceRecords.com and DJVersatile.net. So if you want production, you know what to do in order to get it. Mm-hmm. What was I going to discuss? I was going to discuss the iPod contest.
Yes, you were.
Drew a blank there. The iPod contest is still going on, people. It's going on until July 4th. We're accepting submissions until July 4th, rather. And what you got to do, of course, is log on to niftychristian.com, click the contest section, and submit a topic for the iPod contest for Behind Closed Doors, rather. Hottest topic. We choose the 5 hottest topics, and then, of course, you guys choose the hottest topic, and they win the iPod Touch. That's how we're doing it till July 4th.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And as Nifty mentioned earlier in the program, we are giving away 2 free tickets to the Cavalry concert featuring The Truth.
The Truth.
Okay, not one, but
2.
2 lovely tickets. And here's how to win them. Log on to www.niftychristian.com. Mm-hmm. You're going to see The Truth banner.
Yeah.
That's your first step. Click on that bad boy. Okay, now what we want you to do, we need you to answer our question. What does the acronym TRUTH stand for? Mm-hmm. T-R-U-T-H. What does it stand for? The way you answer that is click on the comments, the little word that says comments right there in the corner. Click on that. Give us the answer. Now, the first person to do that is going to be our winner.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 free tickets, just like that.
Right?
Yeah, the tickets are $15. I believe they're $25 at the door.
$25 at the door.
So you can get them for free by just being the first person to answer that question. We will hook you up.
Yes, indeed.
And again, if you want more details on the concert itself, if you do not win, again, just hit the Truth banner. We'll give you all the details, cost, when it is, where it is, address, all of that fun stuff. And we'll do it that way.
Indeed. And they can keep checking the events page on niftychristian.com because we have the livest events always.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course, Casey is, she's got an ear to the street. So, she hears when
we
things
get
go
a little
on.
Inside information.
We not
get,
we, you. Yeah. You got your ear to
I
the street.
I make sure it gets on there.
Yeah, yeah.
I make sure it gets on there.
And you also do a very insightful article each week on life and relationships.
I do.
And this week you discussed Facebook and how Facebook affects your social life. Very great article. If you guys have a chance, go and check it out. Also, too, Casey has her own segment every Wednesday and Friday on StreamingPraiseRadio.com, where she showcases more of the R&B and the slower hip-hop. And she really breaks down her thoughts on life and relationships.
Yeah, you're there, too.
Yeah, I'm there, too.
He's there. I can bounce a few ideas off of him.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know.
He still have a good time. It's just a slower tone. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's a little more gentle to put you to bed.
Yeah, because, you know, like, Nifty.
Nifty gets you all riled up, and I help you cool down. I help you wind down to get into bed for the night.
It's actually called The Cool Off with Casey, just so y'all know. The Cool Off with Casey. We're going to be archiving the show right on niftychristian.com, so you can catch it Wednesday and Fridays live. If you miss Wednesday and Fridays, Sunday we start to archive the show, so you should be seeing her archive as of today, actually, what we did last week on StreamingPraiseRadio.com.
We promise you nothing but the very best of music.
And she's somewhat intelligent. Sometimes.
I really wish you wouldn't put that somewhat in there. I really wish you wouldn't. You're belittling my intelligence here.
Anyway, let's go to the number 4 song, man. Big Red with I Can't Lose.
Number 4.
I'm gonna win no matter what they say about me. Cause I can't lose. I can't lose. I can't lose. I can't lose. I can't lose, I can't lose, I can't lose, I can't lose.
victory. Even if I died, I'm busting through heaven with my arms raised, blue ribbon on my chest. Yes, celebration, but hold up, I ain't finished yet. Even though they try me, even though they lie on me, I don't sweat the speed bumps. Jesus keeps his eye on me, and I don't try to be nothing that I'm not. Why some say that I'm hot still, some pray that I flop, but that ain't gonna stop me from being the top seed. Nah. Triangle offense, they couldn't block me. I am a boss, yes, and I've been standing on the same word for the last 8. I haven't lost yet. I stepped my game up, straightened up, came up. I get his fame up, yeah. I lift the name up. Yeah. You couldn't change us, no. So why try? World change us, and we rich.
I'm why gonna lie? Win, no matter what they say about me.
Yeah, no matter what.
I'm gonna win, no matter what they say about me.
Come on,
yes, I can't lose.
Come on.
Take a nap, probably need to take a slap, but I leave it at that. While I'm up in the front, you can take a seat in the back. I choose not to lose. Soon as I step in the room, lots of ooze. What have I got to prove? To who? The only judge I care about an air amount. My life's a major motion picture, this is paramount. So up the budget, I'm done with the struggling, I'm done with the ugly. Yeah, I'm sitting pretty, now picture me rolling. Nah, picture me rolling the Bentley through your city. Come meet me and roll with me. I'm gonna win, no matter come on, what they
come
say
on,
about
come
me.
On, come on, come on,
I'm gonna win, no matter
come
what
on,
they say
come
about
on,
me.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, yeah, we're back. The Nifty Christian Radio Show, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. We got a guest in the studio today. My man Never is back for Behind Closed Doors. And the reason why I brought him in, he's an artist. He's now experiencing the business side of things. And a lot of interesting go on within the Christian business. And Behind Closed Doors this week stems from a discussion we had last week about the ambassador. And Holy Hot Boys had a post where he basically, I'm paraphrasing, said, we should not mix God's word with money.
Right. God's work is no business.
God's work is no business. Mm-hmm. So this week, our topic of discussion is, should ministry mix with money? Mm-hmm. Can ministry coexist with money? And it's funny because I got a call from one of my boys in Atlanta. He did a show. And he was promised a certain amount to do the show
right.
at a church.
Uh-huh.
And after the show was done, he was not paid. This has happened to me, and it's happened to Never Heard as well. And I'm sure it's happened to countless amount of other artists in this business.
So let's just be clear. Who is not paying you? This is the church? Pastors?
Well, with me, the time it happened to me, it was a youth pastor. And I was hosting an event, so it wasn't even like a Nifty performance. I was hosting the whole show.
Wow.
So I was on stage for about 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he promised me a certain amount of money. And after the show, I approached him, you know, for the payment, and he said he would mail it out to my team.
Okay.
And when the day came around where it should have arrived in the mail, it didn't arrive. So we did a follow-up call, and, you know, he said it was coming, and it was always like a sliding deadline, if you will. Now, let me just be clear. I don't mind doing free shows. I'm all for it. The problem is when you offer and when you make a commitment,
and and don't honor the commitment.
And don't honor the commitment. That's where I have an issue with that.
Right. So were you ever paid? Was he? Could it be that he was just, you know, a little late? Are you saying that he completely defaulted on you?
It never came.
Wow.
Yeah. And again, it's one of those things where, like, I even say, you know, if you don't have it, just let us know so that we can put it in our books, right?
Because you're people with lives and, you know, bills to pay, things to do.
It's not just me being paid, you know, there's mm-hmm. there's other people in the mix as well, right? So, you know, the management, booking, all that. So we just need to know, we have an empty spot in our books, say, you know, pending, right? We just want to mark it complete or not, you know, and
yeah.
we couldn't do that, right? So... I don't know, like never. What's your experience with that, man?
Well, I mean, like you guys said, I mean, you get, you know, people who how you sound? I'm trying to sound like civil. you know, promise you in a certain amount, like you stated, yeah. And you know, it's whether it might be, you know, lack of people attending, or just, you know, then they try to spin it as, you know, you're doing God's work, like you stated.
Yeah.
You know, they try to turn it around on you or whatever it might be that, yeah. Yeah, I haven't been paid, you know. But, I mean, with myself, it's like you stated, if you're not going to pay me, just say it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to be like, give me my money. it's just, you know, if you say it, you say it. If you don't have it, let this decision be on me whether I want to charge or whether I want to move on and do whatever. Not just like you said, not that I would, but you never, you know?
Yeah.
Give me that opportunity.
Yeah.
Don't have me expecting, and then it doesn't come.
It doesn't come.
Yeah.
So it is a problem that the fact that churches don't know how to do business, or... Like, what do you think is the main underlying cause for this?
Yeah, like, because from this end, it seems like you're being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that's just a church, not to say that it's a necessarily advantage of, I think that's just a church from history, because the church, for the most part, runs on donations.
Right.
Like, you know, so, I mean, if you have a church that's run on that for the longest time, so whether it's donation through monetary, donation through ministry, donation through music, whatever it is, it's usually from, you know, the heart or whatnot.
Yeah.
Right. But now you have ministers, like whether it's singers or whatnot, who want to do this for a living. So you have pastors who preach for a living,
right?
And they get paid. Well, why can't someone who does music? It's called a ministry. We're ministering the word. It's through a different form. It's through a different method.
Right.
But we're still ministering the word. Why? And that's the part where the transition is. Like, why should we have to feel uncomfortable about
requesting
money?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Do you really feel bad? Like, say you had to invoice, send the bill.
Yeah. I mean,
you feel bad actually doing that.
Fortunately, I've never really had to send up like a bill. I usually just, you know, even up until last week, we had an event. I'm like, yo, Niff, they didn't pay me. You know, should I?
And that's
like,
the informal thing. Because you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You really feel bad operating like a true business.
Exactly.
Saying,
because
pay me by this date.
Yeah. There you go. Because if it was in when I used to do like secular events or whatnot, it's you give my money now or. You know, after
XYZ,
you know, after I'm calling you, I want my money.
Yeah.
You can be a lot more aggressive, but then there's the godly side of it. You have to remember, you know, like I always try to state that, you know, this is not business is not first in doing what we do.
Right.
Yeah. And some people unfortunately take advantage of that situation. Not everyone, but you do have some people who, you know, try to, you know, take advantage.
For granted.
Of it.
Absolutely.
But
for granted.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I mean, it is, especially. They have to understand, people have to understand the amount of money we put into it.
Right.
People who are serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of money put into it.
It's true.
And nothing's wrong with doing the free shows, but I mean, just, you know, just people, as long as people realize that.
If you're under the impression that you're going to be paid, then you should be paid.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, a lot of these events operate off budgets, you know, and... They have certain budgets for this event, for that event, especially for like the larger churches. Larger churches know exactly how much money is coming in. You know, if they have, let's say, 500 members, and of the 500, 300 are paying tithes, which is 10%. They know how much each person makes. They basically multiply XYZ by 10% of all the income which is coming. So they have real numbers that they're working with. So a lot of these bigger churches, it's not like they don't know or that they miscalculated things. They know exactly how much money's coming in based on their membership, based on the tithe payers and so forth.
Right.
And I think this is where I think this is where the main issue lies with the whole ministry and business, because they're able to calculate these things and do forecasting and budgeting, produce salaries, mm-hmm. and all those things.
So they should know exactly how much they have available.
They should
to pay acts that they, you know, that are under contract.
At least the bigger churches, yeah, they should know. And if they're gonna make an offer, now remember, a lot of the times they make the offer and say, okay, never heard, we're gonna pay you $500.
Right.
And they know that it's in their budget.
And this is usually a verbal agreement. There's never anything in writing.
It's usually writing. Usually writing. It should be at least.
I've never had a written contract.
Oh, he's never had a written.
Granted, I'm not like out there like Nifty. You know,
so it's usually an informal agreement to perform at such and such a place at this date, and you know they're going to give you this much.
Yeah, well, at least with the smaller churches, more informal. And again, I clearly understand with small churches, like, you know, they're still trying to grow, and which is why a lot of those times we'll do the free show. It's cool, but with the larger churches who may be trying to bank off, you know, someone's name. And then say, you know, XYZ can't happen. I've seen like bigger artists come here and not get paid.
I mean, so. it's like I said, it's just the whole the mentality of, you know, yes, we are doing God's work. You know what I mean? So, you know, like your boy said, you can't mix business and God's work. Some people really, you know, think like that. Yeah. And I understand that. Which is why the business aspect of it, we can't really focus. Because I feel that if we truly do it, like I feel I truly do it, you know, to uplift God's name. So I'll be blessed regardless.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But you still have to respect the business side of it too.
Yeah. Mm.
Because you have to respect that we put money into this, we put work into this. And, you know, yeah, you have those who are not, you know, necessarily as serious. So yeah, they're not really, you know, expect. Yeah, you can bring it up, but if you see someone putting in that effort and putting in that, you know what I mean? Even if it's a quote unquote love offering.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah. So I mean, it's just a matter of changing, you know, just being more, I guess, I don't want to say assertive, but just being, not really,
money.
Not even, maybe assertive. Not even, bro, just showing people that, you know, that you're serious. But you just respect me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a respect thing. And if you're doing a free show, okay, free show, whatever. Yeah. But I mean, if it's a free, you know, if you say you're going to pay.
I think the real issues is just that it's God's work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the element, because anybody else would have been paid for their time. You go to someone else,
exactly.
Get your hair done, you pay them for their
exactly.
time.
Exactly,
yeah, it's true.
You know, it's...
If you're having a paid event where people are paying to come in, you are coming out with a profit or whatever. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not coming out, it's a business. You lose, you win sometimes.
It's true.
You have to make sure, like we put on events, I put on events, whether I come out with a profit or not, if I tell someone I'm going to pay them, I pay them.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just the nature of the business. I mean, that's the business side of it. So if you don't, as long as that stuff is, you know, taken care of, it's better when it's just initial. Like you said, when you stated to just, if yes or no, just tell
yeah.
me. Get that out of the way so you don't even worry about it.
Exactly.
As soon as you get
right.
the show's done, give the person the money. So you don't, it's not even an issue.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. We let it linger, and then, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, you know.
And then it turns into a run around chasing.
I'm a mole to a mountain.
When am I going
to
get my money?
Yeah, now I got to just chase him down my car and drive outside the house and pray for them.
Pray for them, huh?
Pray for them.
Listen, man, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to discuss this a little bit more and try and give another little analogy to try and clear this up a little bit.
Yeah. Number three. Change your views, you could use something good in your life. What up, world? This is Promise. You're listening to the Nifty Christian Radio Show on niftychristian.com.
Yeah, yeah, we're back to the Nifty Christian Radio Show. So before the break, we were just discussing briefly about ministry and money. And off the air, we're just basically kind of discussing, I would say, transparency. I think it kind of it boils down to that. Would you say just being forward and upfront from the very beginning, and just saying, you know what, this is what it is. This is what is required. This is what we'll do. Can you do it? Can you not?
Right. Exactly. Like so. Like we were saying, it's like, as awkward as it might seem.
Yeah.
Right. Once you just get it out the way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can breathe easy. You don't have to worry about it. It's like, say if you have a girl. I had a girl once, right? Well, I have a girl now, but I'm talking about my ex. I mean, if you say it, you want to break up, right? Instead of beating around the bush and, you know, then you start shunning her, you know, the girl starts feeling bad because you're not treating her as well because you really,
you haven't communicated.
There.
It's the communication part.
Yeah.
Why go through all that? Possibly create dissension that's probably gonna last forever.
Yeah.
When you can just say to the girl, "Listen, baby, this is not working."
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Or it's on the other side of things.
Yeah.
For women, I mean, if you have a child and you're meeting somebody, it's the first thing you can say. I have
a child. Yeah. Yeah. Or whatever.
Let him know. Communicating the parameters of the situation.
Exactly.
But I think also too, what we as artists and ministers also have to do is kind of look at the ministry that we're performing for or going to be doing the event for, and kind of break it down a wee bit. Because it's like this, right? If I see someone that's much bigger than me, I talk to them in a different way than I would talk to someone that's much smaller than me. And I think what a lot of us kind of need to do is kind of break down and just, you know, figure out what kind of ministry this is. I kind of compare it to soccer, right? You know, soccer, you got like the strikers, the forwards who get the glory. You know, they say offense gets the glory. The people who score. This should be like the ministry aspect of things, right? The forward people should be focusing on the ministry, scoring the goals, getting the glory for God.
Right.
And then there's defense. Defense is what they say wins the game. Defense protects everything else. And I think in any church or any ministry that an artist is doing, or anybody regardless, they should operate on the focus being on the offense, and their business should be their defense. The business is meant to protect your ministry, because like it or not, because of the society that we live in, there are some people who will try and turn your ministry into a business for them.
Right.
So you have to have your business correct so that people don't take advantage of you. Right. And there are some people who do not put the ministry as the focus. They put the defense in the offensive position. And we need to kind of know how to see that and how to spot that and say, okay, you know what, these people look like they have more of a business focus. This is how we need to approach them.
So you're saying to do your homework on the church that you're
absolutely
situation.
Absolutely, homework needs to be done beforehand, because this is how a lot of people get duped, right? If there is a church, and you could tell it's a very small church, they're starting out, and they're really about the ministry. The last thing you do is go and say, "Hey, I charge $3,000." You know what I mean? You can kind of tell who's really about the ministry and who's really about the business. You can kind of say, okay, you know what? Based on what I see here,
right,
let me try and cater it to you like this. You know how to communicate a little bit better. And I think just artists in general, we just need to learn how to, you know, kind of
assess
the situation and find out if the organization that we're performing for is really about their defense or their offense.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I think other than the actual physical work, we just have to, you know, put it in God's hands as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, you know, I'll ask him to give us that wisdom and that foresight to see, to spot out what, you know, who's about what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can approach you can any given situation with that faith, knowing that, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
You know, this is what it is. But yeah.
And last thing I want to say, man, to all the artists who have been mistreated, don't make that discourage you from ministry. Because I talk to people, and you know, some people want to leave the church because they've been, you know, messed with or screwed around by the pastor not paying or whatever, and they're like, "I'm not doing this no more. I'm tired of this." Don't make that discourage you, man. That happens in the world. It happens here. If you're truly about the ministry, then the whole money thing should not stop you. Realize that just because you're about the ministry doesn't mean that every other church you perform for is going to be about ministry.
Exactly.
Some churches are about the money. You got to realize that, and don't make that discourage you.
And as Nifty said, doing your homework will probably help you to avoid the pitfalls in the future.
Yeah, yeah. So
don't be naive.
That is our word today, man. Do your homework.
Homework.
Don't make it discourage you. And make sure you keep ministry at the forefront. Keep the focus on what you're actually trying to do for the Lord.
Make sure you know why you're doing this.
Exactly. Little plug there.
Yeah.
It'll make sense in the future, y'all.
This is Nifty's Pick of the Week.
All right.
Yeah, they say I'm so gone. Man, I'm out of here. I'm from a different galaxy, a different atmosphere. Misunderstood in my life. I ain't always been wrong, but I ain't always been right. At times so confused. When some say that they love you, but they still hate you too. So what else I'm supposed to do? Put my heart and my trust in the King of the Jews. Hey man, I felt like I was losing it. Until I found who Jesus is. We must suffer with a Christ. They call us crazy for dying just to gain life. That's just the way it is. When you're living to please God, walking in righteousness. They hate him, so they gon' hate me. To the world, I consider myself just being crazy.
They don't really know,
no,
and they don't understand. He owes the master plan.
They say I'm crazy.
To the world, I had to die. I have eternal life with my Christ.
They say I'm
crazy.
They say I'm
crazy.
They say I lost my mind 4 years ago. See, I was walking blind. They say I'm psycho. That boy flipped the lead. I need medication. Belong in a lonely bed. But I don't clear the smoke, drove no more. See, I'm on a new high. Homeboy, we call it ho. Now you can find me in the church, straight serving in the kingdom. Call it putting in work. Now tell me what you think about that. I went to toting Bibles from toting straps. But spiritually, boy, I'm still strapped. When the enemy rises head, I'll push his weak back. Pray in the spirit, man, a whole different language. A different culture, but you can call it Spanglish. That's why the world don't faze me. I'm in a whole different world, so don't it call me crazy.
They don't really know,
no,
and they don't understand. He owes the master plan.
They say I'm crazy.
To the world, I had to die. I have eternal life with my Christ.
They say I'm
crazy.
They say I'm
crazy.
NiftyChristian.com. We are back in the studio with my man Relic the Oddity,
yes.
Man. What's going on, man?
That's good. I'm here, man.
It's good. Listen, DJ, producing,
yeah,
MCing,
yeah,
engineering.
Yeah.
And graffiti, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, the graffiti thing isn't really a thing that I do, you know, an exposure thing. That's a hobby, really, more than anything.
You're good at it.
I don't know. I like to do that.
He's being modest.
I don't really know if I'm like a Don or anything. That's, you know.
What came first?
It's kind of a weird question because then, like, I wrote like little bits and pieces of rhymes like when I was in grade 6.
Yeah.
You know, listening to Grandmaster Flash and Houdini and all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
But on a more serious tip, like I always would write little rhymes here and there, but then became a lot more interested in DJing and stuff. So I really sort of took to the DJing part. More cutting than anything, you know what I mean? And just, you know, doing that for a while and doing little house parties here and there, and I kind of got sick of it. And so I started to, you know, had somebody introduce me to a sampler, and I was like, oh, I gotta have one of these, you know? So then that's when I got into the production thing, and then started making beats, and then there were certain beats that I would make that I would never show anyone
because
I just wanted to write to it. And lots of those are still there that never got written to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I never really, you know, Jerry would always come by and Low Key would always come by and say, said you guys in these secret beats. You know, so yeah, we have all kind of secret beats, man. But yeah, and then from there really decided that I would, you know, push ahead and start really writing songs.
Mm-hmm.
And knew that I wouldn't even record most of the first ones that I did. I didn't even record most of the first full songs that I you know, conceptualized and sort of wrote verses for and stuff like that. And then the engineering after that, sort of like, as it progressed, I don't know. It wasn't even a financial thing where I was like, I don't want to spend money on going to studio. I just want to do it myself to save money or whatever.
Yeah.
I just had such an interest to know and to understand how to make it sound exactly how I wanted it.
Right.
And part of that came out of me. I'm not a really good communicator when it comes to to trying to tell people like, yo, this is what I want.
Yeah.
I want it to sound in this way, or I want it to be exactly like this. I figure if I just get my hands dirty, see if it's something I can do, and then I kind of took to it in that.
Was there a certain process you had in perfecting your craft all the time, or was it more of a trial and error type thing? For someone that's up and coming, that's trying to wear as much hats as you are, you know, for them it might be like a money issue. What did you do exactly to kind of, you know, get to the quality that you had with everything that you do? Was there a certain format you had, a pattern?
Well, when the first production-wise, the first little bits of stuff that me and Architect made ages and ages ago were on a computer, like Commodore 64, with two tracks. So the best thing I can say is just use whatever it is you have. Because we had lots of fun with that, and none of it is useful now. It's all garbage. Like, there's no way you could, you know, really do much with it.
Yeah.
We had so much fun and just beginning to have a basic understanding of what's going on. And getting in there and putting your hands on it and doing it is the best way to get something out of it that you're going to be like, yeah, I did this, you know what I mean? And be proud to show people what happened.
My favorite song on your album is Out There.
Okay.
Tell me how that song came about.
That's a good question, man. I had somebody else ask me about the same thing a little while ago. That came out of me working a job for my dad's company. And it came out of sort of a frustration thing where I was doing that job. I was working in the studio, I have a wife and a son I'm looking after, I have a house I'm trying to take care of, and, you know, all kinds of stuff, and it just came to a certain point where I was like, man, I can't take this anymore, and I never want to get to a place where I look back and go, I wish I had took a chance to, to do something other than what I was doing for my day job, so I decided to quit my job and be in the studio full time, and that song came right like the week after I quit. Boom, I just wrote
really?
That. I wrote actually that, there was an EP that I did last year. I called it Note to Self, but I included a bunch of tracks from that on the album.
Yeah.
But that EP was written sort of within a couple of weeks of me leaving that job. And it was really sort of inspired by that. And I was there for 10 years, like exactly to the day. And that's a strange thing. That's what I say in a rhyme is 10 years to the day. I'm out. Like,
oh, that was okay. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was I was there working for my dad and just kind of like, you know, he's, you know, giving me promotions and giving me money and giving me, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. and I was trying my hardest. I was doing whatever I could to make the job work.
Yeah.
But in my heart, I knew that that wasn't really what my, it's not my calling. I'm not supposed to do that with my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what that song's about, man. The song's about getting out of your comfort zone.
What's going to be your next track to be released?
That's another really good record. Wow.
The full album is solid. So, I mean, like, you've got so many singles on there. I know Stronger was a really strong joint.
Yeah, that was the one that a couple of people have said to me, that should be the single.
Yeah.
And I've sort of toyed with the idea of that and or... there's another song I have called Hopeful that I really, really, that's probably one of my more favorite songs on the album. It's a little bit more thoughtful than the other ones. The other ones are just, you know, sort of having fun songs, but this, the Hopeful track is a little bit more thoughtful and it's really kind of melodic and stuff too.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm toying with the idea right now, man. I don't know what the... I almost just want to let people just put it out there and be like, here, you guys decide, whatever, man. I don't even know, man. But I don't know. I don't know my way around the industry like I wish I did.
Oh, man.
But, I don't know. I'm not really sure what the answer to that is, bro. All
right, listen. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with my man, Relic.
Yes, yes.
Number two.
Shit, never heard. Shit.
And ponder, we in the last days. Have my time passed, Holy Father, you called out my number. Pull my card out my deck, I'm playing with a short hand. Lord, hold it, pull me up from under. What holds me down, Lord, pull me up beyond the sun, moon, stars, whatever my mind can fathom. End of the line, nearing, what a good time to have them. And though eternal damnation, a tough pill to swallow, we all seem to take it with a grain of salt. A teaspoon of sugar, he getting you the hookup. Before time for change is all lost. And when the trumpets start shouting and the clouds start to part and open up with angelic army of thousands. If I'm blessed to see the smile on your face, then my whole life was a waste.
Yeah, he coming. Morning, night, and noon. Ain't no day over, now you know. You can run, but you can't hide. Run, but you can't hide. Cause we living on his avenue.
No stone left unturned. He controlling everything we living in and could take it with less than one word. The soul is suffer, and the meek shall inherit the earth. I was born bred to follow your word. But through my hunger for the world, I bit the hand that fed me. Playing around with my life, man, this game's so deadly. Dead to your word, I've been, my conscience is talking, asking, why do I put up with this nonsense? Cause when the trumpet starts sounding and the clouds start to part and open up with angelic army of thousands, if I'm blessed to see the smile on your face, then my whole life was a waste. Why?
He coming.
Stop acting like you ain't see the signs. Can't see devil feast on your mind all the time. It's like I'm ignoring it, though it's in my face. I see it, but turn a blind eye to the faith.
He coming.
When I'm in the booth, I meditate. Cause it's you who gave me opportunity to state how I feel. These true feelings I reveal, Lord, until the day I see your face.
He's
often depressing me, but we living at the feet of the statue in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar be. Exact moment of his coming, something we never see, bigger than we could ever be. The time is imminent. Yeah, I serve up an elephant, Lord. Repay you for what you've done for me, I can never afford. But the way things are going on in this world is like people think you'll put forth irrelevant laws. Homosexuals, abortion, blaspheming, my soul's almost lost. I gotta cast demons if I wanna ever leave this earth. For change, I need to seek and search. Cause when the trumpet starts sounding and the clouds start to part and open up with angelic army of thousands, if I ain't blessed to see the smile on your face, then my whole life was a waste.
Yeah, he coming.
Morning, night, and noon. Ain't no day.
Oh, well, now you know.
No,
ain't no day,
oh, well, now you know,
you can run,
but you can't.
tell it call me a thousand. Fine place to see the smile on your face. And my whole life was a waste.
Yeah, 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 we are back. NiftyChristian.com, Nifty Christian Radio Show. Open your mind, feed your soul. We're here with my man Relic, man. So just before the break, you had touched on the industry a wee bit. And here in Toronto and Canada, the industry is not really as strong as our U.S. counterparts.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. Yeah. I honestly, it's hard for me to comment on it because it's, you know, when people look and see what it is that I'm doing or have done or or whatever, sort of put their finger on it and say, well, how do you know? And I mean, I've done shows here and there, but I don't know. As a whole, it's, you know, there's lots of opinions out there as to what it is. So I don't want to be, you know, real opinionated about it or anything, but I know what it's like to try and get shows here.
Yeah,
I know what it's like to honestly, man, like doing, like you were talking about in the last section, like I'm wearing all these hats, I'm trying to do all this stuff, singer, songwriter,
yeah,
you know, MC, producer, engineer, whatever, all that stuff together, and now I feel like the industry kind of forced me into a place where it's really not very conducive to me to have all those other hats on, because now I must put on the hat of being promoter,
like a business
and
being
agent and being, you know what I'm saying, being on the phone with people and doing all the stuff that needs to happen in order to get your music into people's ears, right?
Right.
Which is, it's a hassle for me, and I mean, I'm sure that not every single independent artist does that, because, you know, people build teams around themselves and they have people, you know, that work with them, and that's real dope, man. But I mean, as for me, that's been my experience. It's been very tough to, I mean, even people that you know and you contact with, and you see them smiley, hey, what's up, in your face, and then you're trying to contact them, and you know, and you don't want to feel like a Herb sending, you know, 150 emails to the same dude, and knowing that this person, you know, could really help you out if he would just listen to the music, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm on a high horse and they have listened to the music and they don't want to give me the show, but I don't know. I can only assume.
You know what? It's crazy. Like, okay, for all our cats who are listening in the States, the way that it works up here in Canada is most of our cities that have a musical scene, they're few and far in between. So when an artist is trying to get shows up here, they're very reluctant for the booking because they got to pay for the travel, and the travel is, it's so far, like, you know, for example, from Toronto to BC is like a 3-4 day drive, right? And then, you know, BC is like, there's a bit of a scene out there, and then if you're doing a show in BC, from like BC to, let's say, like Saskatoon, now you got another 2-day drive.
Yeah.
So we're traveling for like 2 days for like maybe one or two shows.
Mm-hmm. So, well, we did that on the Great White North tour.
We traveled North
across
tour.
And it was just painstaking because there's a show every day,
right?
And then you've got to drive 11 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours in between places, and you've got to sleep and eat and do all that stuff on the way.
So is there anything you think that can be done to improve that whole condition?
I don't know, man. The industry seems like it's really been changing over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe the changes that are happening there will eventually be conducive to getting better music out there or helping the independent people or whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe that will be the answer to, you know, to whatever people perceive as the problem in the Canadian scene. I know that, you know, that the distance and traveling and doing the shows and stuff like that is really difficult. But I think in the back of my mind, I think if someone were to pay me to actually do the shows for most of that way, I could figure something out to get there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think also when you're talking about those cities and how far apart they are, you got to talk about, are there really venues that, you know, if you're gonna do a one show in the middle of nowhere, you know, Canada, you want as many of the hip hop heads to come to that show
Absolutely.
As possible. So you
Absolutely.
Want a venue that's gonna be able to hold that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I have nothing against doing small shows. In fact, I like to do small shows better than the bigger ones in my experience anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta know, you know, which is the right venue. Do they have the right? You know what I'm saying? There's all kinds of stuff, you know. And then it goes right back to, if you're the independent artist and you're doing all this stuff yourself,
yeah,
are you ever making music?
Yeah.
And that's my problem, man. I love making music, so I don't really want to get into doing all this, you know.
All that fun stuff.
You know, I hope that, you know, that something changes. Because I've heard, the one thing I have heard about the Canadian industry as opposed to the U.S. industry is that in Canada, it's a great place to become famous and well-known.
Absolutely.
But there's no pay that goes along with that. You don't, you know, there's no dividend, real dividends behind it. You know what I mean? That's what you see. Yeah. All the really good artists leaving here and going to the States.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, you know, I don't know.
That being said, though, what's next on your big list of plans?
Right now, I want to just start doing shows again, man. Like, it's been a long time since I did shows consecutively, like a really long time. So I want to start doing that. And so, I've been sort of making some connections with a few people to see if they can help me out with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, God willing, that'll be the, you know, the next big thing that happens to me. But I'm a person, I think, in kind of like short steps.
Yeah.
Like, I know, okay, yo, I have to make an album. Boom. That's what I get. I don't think about anything else until the album is finished. I'll get to the end of the album now I can see a little more clear to where I'm going, what I'm doing with it. My original intention was, because I'm just so hectic and busy, I'm in like three or four different other groups with other MCs, you know what I mean, trying to work on their stuff too, also trying to run the studio and all kind of stuff going on. I'm just so busy that I was kind of hoping to just shop it and look for a label. But after doing some research and talking to different people and reading books and doing some, you know, looking at certain things, actually the book thing didn't have anything to do with it, because I read one book that totally told me the industry was something different than it was, because it's so outdated now. But a few people had sort of, you know, mentioned to me that the way that that things are, and that really kind of steered me away from the idea of even sending my stuff to labels, man. It's just, it doesn't seem like anybody's really willing to take the risks that they were, you know, 10, 20 years ago on artists, you know, when they just hear the sound and go, man, that sounds great. They're not doing that. They're like, okay, where's your buzz? Who's your audience? How many people are following you? What do you got going on? What am I, a millionaire? And I'm not even talking about millionaire money. I'm talking about millionaire minutes, man. I do not have the time. It's mad. Like, how do you, like, my life is paper thin, man.
You know what, man? Because you got so much hats on. Like,
I don't know, man.
Hats, like, because like,
that's not a burden to me. Because all those things I do, I love to do them. So that's not the burden. But it's all the other stuff that I'm trying, you know, that I would like to see happen that I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I don't really, you know, have the wherewithal to accomplish on my own.
If you were to, like, attempt to put your music in a category, how would you classify it?
I would classify hip hop or just conscious hip hop. I mean, this, I don't know, man. Coming from the mastering studio, and the guy at the mastering studio says to me, your music has Christian overtones in it. And I said, yeah, I guess so, man. I believe in Jesus. I don't know. You know, what else am I supposed to do? This is how I live. This is me, right? Yeah. But it's not as if, like, I don't know, man. I don't feel the, I feel like hip hop is, music in itself is a communication.
Absolutely.
And hip hop in itself is more like a conversation, because you're able to get so much data across in just a single verse, you know what I mean? So that being said, man, I really try and look at each song and you know, and everything that I'm writing and doing is sort of according to that, you know, and I don't have the, you know, the save the world mentality really right now. But I don't know, man. God made me who I am, man, and I'm just trying to do what I can with what He gave me, and that's that, you know. And I hope people dig the sounds, and if they don't, that's alright too.
Where can people grab the album? How can people reach you if they want beats? Want studio time?
You know what? Right now, I'm setting up a site called anitdontstop.com. It's anitdontstop.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's just like a cover page for it right now. But in the coming months, I'm gonna actually have my old album up on there for free. You'll be able to download it for free.
Okay.
And hopefully some other information, stuff like that. And I want to eventually be able to put the album up on that site for sale. And I've been looking at a couple of other ways to get it out there on iTunes and stuff. So keep your eye open. It'll definitely be on iTunes soon enough, but I just haven't decided what the avenue I'm going to do that through is yet. So otherwise, man, just keep hitting up the MySpace. I always put put information up on there as to what's going on, like, especially in terms of album release or whatever.
What's the MySpace link again?
It's myspace.com/relictheoddity.
Relic the Oddity.
Yep.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, man.
Thanks, man.
The album's nice, man. The music is nice, man.
Thank you, bro.
Listen, man, everybody, Nifty Christian.
Yes.
Number one song, man. My man, Relic the Oddity, out there. Let's go.
Yeah.
Number one.
Got there.
They say I'm out there, as far out as they come. Shake the heat from my hands, I'm in touch with the sun. That's where my dream came from. My dad said that it couldn't be done. I had to break, now I'm out on a run. In a race that takes more to survive, not to rely on a daily 8:30 to a 4:45. Takes courage that you just can't buy. I stand by and look at it from the out-hand side. See, I was purged from some sort of horror, a lord of the flies vortex. A struggle for power, devouring the order from my heart to my cerebral cortex. I stayed vexed and balanced on the weight of a paycheck. Cushy were the moments that I stayed in it. But when the voice of your calling gets louder every minute, the dollar signs diminish. 10 years to the day and I'm out, taking the infinite route. That's what it's all about.
Here I go, getting over my fears. Close my eyes just so I can see clear. I'm aware of the traps and snares. I'm still pulling my dream out of this nightmare. There I go, letting go of my cares. Grab a hold of the moment right. I'ma be out there, speaking this truth I dare when the others run scared.
One day, taking a break to slow up the pace. I wondered if I'd be blessed with old age. And if I was, would I look back with a smile on my face for decisions that I make and the trials that I face today? Sounds wild, but it's safe to say, risk takers will embrace the day. Hesitators only waste away. I'd rather make an honest mistake than lie around it all and see my faith betrayed. I basically say that to say this, the way that's the greatest is definitely not the safest, but I won't be afraid with any amazement when the naysayers aggravate. They were made abrasive to shave down the corners of my character traits, so now I roll with a positive shape. I gotta say my decisions been some difficult ones, but I'll never have to wonder what I could have become.
Here I go, getting over my fears. Close my eyes just so I can see.
Traps and snares, I'm still pulling my dream out of this nightmare.
There I go, letting go of my cares. Grab a hold of the moment right here.
And I'ma be out there, speaking this truth I dare when the others run scared. Crack your comfort zone in half, break the yoke and then go. Although some are laugh at the path you chose, don't ever envy those who suppose they're full grown when the embryos still incubate your soul to navigate with the Most High Creator, give them greater control. Only labor after the foundation is made whole, or the sand to swallow up all of your plans and goals. You know?
My fears, close my eyes so I can see clear.
I'm aware of the traps and snares. I'm still pulling my dream out of this nightmare.
There I go, letting go of my cares. Grab a hold of the moment right here.
And I'ma be out there, speaking this truth I dare when the others run scared.
Undisputed heavyweight champion of Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You want to know who it is?
Holy Culture Radio. Keep it locked.
Yeah, man. Relic again, number one with Out There.
I love that song.
Very nice song, man.
I love that song.
Casey really likes that song.
Yeah, I play it over and over.
Relic the Oddity.
Man, listen, man. We are coming to the close of our show. If you're on holyculture.net and niftychristian.com, we are just about to shut down shop. If you're on streamingpraiseradio.com, stay tuned because Casey will be staying on for a little bit longer with the cool off.
Yes,
it should be
indeed.
Very, very nice.
It will be very nice.
Oh, sorry. It will be. Excuse me.
It will be.
And of course, man, again, if you like the beats that you heard in the background today, shout out BrokenSoundsRecords.com and DJVersatile.net. And speaking of Versatile, he'll be back next week with the spinoff. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that next week. What are we discussing next week, Casey?
Next week, we're discussing a topic that's gonna be a big hit with the ladies and might get a few guys in trouble. We are discussing engagement rings.
Interesting. Engagement
rings. The big deal about them, whether diamonds really are a girl's best friend, do they have to be real? What's the deal with if a woman gets a fake one? You know, because we've had a few questions about that. And you'd be very surprised at the things we discovered.
We had a few. You know what? I actually have a friend that I tour with. I used to tour with, rather. And his wife doesn't know up until now that her ring is fake.
Woo! Grounds for the divorce. I'm betting a lot of women will feel that way.
They have a great, solid marriage.
Exactly,
you know,
because she does not know.
Let's discuss this next week. This is going to be a very nice discussion, man. So again, man, if you're on holyculture.net and niftychristian.com, thank you all for tuning in. We really appreciate it. We love you. And if you're on streamingpraiseradio.com, stay tuned.
Hang in there. Yes.
Hang in there, man. Again, man, love all those around you. Love the one above you. If you can do that, then you too can be a Nifty Christian. Peace.
Take care, folks.
You're listening to
the Nifty Christian Show.